2039 Melson Funeral Services Limited.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a B1 Neighborhood Business District to an AR1 Agricultural Residential District for certain parcels of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 5.17 acres more or less. The properties are lying on the south side of Sharon Lane and access from the east side of Parker House Road, which is Sussex County Route 362, approximately 0.44 mile north of Beaver Dam Road, which is Sussex County Route 368. The 911 addresses, and there are multiple, is 38143, 38277, 38357, and 38487 Sharon Lane, Ocean View. And the tax parcel IDs are District 134, MAP 17, parcels 17.10, 17.11, 17.12, and 17.13, submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman. We have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the DLDOT Service Level Evaluation Response Letter, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual rezoning plan, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Yes, sir. Mr. Crouch.
Good afternoon. For the record, I'm Zach Crouch with Davis Boat and Fidel. Jamie, could you pull up that site plan, please?
Yep.
I think it'd make it easier. This afternoon, I'm representing the owner, Mr. Doug Melson, which owns Melson Funeral Home. And also with me is Hood Athey, which is Mr. Melson's son-in-law. The application in front of you is to rezone 5.171 acres from B1 to AR1, which is a downzoning. The property is located between Parker House Road and Muddy Neck Road, and the access of the property will be off of Parker House Road. Property, the portion we're talking about is, of course, the bay portion. The subdivision that was done, I'll go through in a minute, which actually divided the property here, but I'll give you the history of how all this happened. So Mr. Nelson acquired a property which was a total of 12.59 acres, which is the entire, actually was the entire corner. And this was included, these three parcels here. Mr. Nelson, acquired the 12.59 acres and divided the three single-family lots, which is located here. Back in 1988. From there, he started with the site plan of Melson's Funeral Services, which, there again, is to the north, and which was approved back in 1996. Back in 2010, did the parcel that I mentioned, which is in blue, subdivided a parcel to the south because there was potential of expanding and/or doing additional community service. There again, he did not follow through with that because of other reasons, so he wanted to develop this parcel for four residential parcels for his family, which is one of them's here today. The reason why we're here today is this application was in front of you for a minor sub on July of 2024, in which we did a minor sub for the four lots that are in front of you. Somewhere along the line of 88, which I couldn't find, which I'm pretty familiar with the code, where residential lots cannot be built in B1 zoning. So this whole thing was B1, even the three residential lots out on the east side, they're actually residential lots and they're actually zoned B1. So somewhere between 88 and, which Jamie may or may not know, there was a change where you could not.
88, 1988?
Or 1988, I'm sorry.
1988?
And today, there is.
I before me.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how that happened, but it shouldn't have.
There was something that you cannot build residential lots in B1 zoning, which is why we're here today.
Understood.
So the request today is to, of course, just rezone the four lots, which is a total of 5.171 acres from B1 to AR1. We have already received DLDOT approval for the access on Parker House Road. We also received engineering approval for the sewer extension, which is coming off of Muddy Neck Road, fire marshal approval, and also Tidewater approval. SCD is pending based on final plans being submitted. Again, the parcel is the rezoning request is in line with what's out there now. I mean, to the south, the property right behind it is all AR1 zoning. And there again, to the east is the three residential properties, which they are B1, but they are residential parcels. And of course, Melson Funeral Services is to the north. So with that being said, that's pretty much sums up my presentation. If anyone has any questions.
Let's find out. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
It's a pretty easy request. No questions.
Thank you.
I have no questions.
Colin?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Butler?
No questions, sir.
Okay, Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me. Thank you.
Staff? Anything? Okay. Counselor?
None for me, although I said, we were talking about this has come up every once in a while. There's not a lot of B1 out there that's not developed for B1, and I want to say Slaughter Beach or some place within zoning jurisdiction of the county it's happened before. It's rare, but it's and it's a weird quirk of the B1 that you can't do residential. And I don't ever remember being changed to say that, which makes you think it's been that way for a long time.
Yeah, which is just a little bit of history. I mean, I went back to that original plan that was recorded, and there was some stuff in there that showed the 1988 minor sub, which on the minor sub, even though it was B1 zoning, it says for three residential lots, which is...
Well, somebody clearly a mistake was made. Somebody had not correctly interpreted the code, and that's how it got done. So we'll see if we can't remedy that situation. Okay. But first, we're going to ask you to take a seat nearby and see if anybody here has an interest in your application. Is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 2039, Melson Funeral Services Limited? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 2039? Yes, sir.
Opposition is not my question. I'm Mark Etherington, who lives in one of the residences in the B1 zoning district.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out, is there some problem now with my home that I'm living there?
No. No, you're good. It's our problem, not yours.
Yeah, you'd be considered.
You, sir, do not have a problem.
But it was the main reason. We saw the sign on Parker House, and we've been living there for 13 years. And first of all, I'd like to thank Mr. Melson for, right now we have a beautiful snow-covered field. And if, your family, I can understand that. But actually, I wish there were more places for people, because so many people do come and use that land for their dogs.
They do.
During COVID, a lot of people were working out there. There's Evans Park and John West Park. But for whatever reason, more people come. And then the one thing I thought was, you have the medevac helicopter that comes in and uses that land, too. So I'm kind of wondering what's going to happen.
We kind of let you get...
Oh, that's right.
You kind of need to talk with us.
Okay, sorry. So there's a medevac helicopter, so I was kind of curious as to what was going to happen with the medevac. But other than that, that's the main reason I was here, because I was confused by the statement that you couldn't build a residence in B1, and I was in the resident in B1, so.
Yeah, well, you're going to be
considered legally not.
You would not have.
Which means your grandfather.
Are you going to be zoning I'll be changing the zoning then for my residence, or just for he said the four lots that are.
It's just, this is just the four lots. If you wanted to rezone it, you could apply for it, but that's not impacting you.
It's not, I don't, you would, as our counselor said, you would be considered, a pre-existing non-conforming.
So okay, well, whatever. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't going to be any,
impact to you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay.
And thank Mr. Belson. Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak in opposition or at all? Okay. Any questions on the commission?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the